This is Joel Helms from heavyvehicles.com.au. I recently caught up with Greg Lake, Executive Director of E&S Trading, to talk about telematics, and I asked him to firstly tell us a little bit more about E&S Trading.
E&S Trading started back in 1962. It's a family-owned business, and originally started as a true trading company where we sold everything from beds to tennis balls to guns to appliances and everything. And then over the years, progressively sort of refined what we did and what we were really good at, and became sort of the specialist in the kitchen, bathroom and laundry markets, selling kitchen appliances, bathroom products and obviously laundry appliances.
So a fair bit of change in what the business does, Greg, and how it does it as well. More locations, more logistical headaches as well.
Yeah, the market changes quite frequently, and you know, in Victoria in particular, you know, the last 10 years, we've had businesses like Clive Peters who've closed down, you know, Billy Guyatt's and Stan Cash and lots of different people that were playing in that sort of part of the market. And you tend to have sort of a cleansing from time to time. And E&S, you know, made a conscious decision about 10 years ago in particular just to be really focused on what we were good at and not trying to be everything to everybody, which is why we ended up sort of in that specialty kitchen, bathroom and laundry part of the market, rather than selling everything from vacuum cleaners right through to, you know, TVs and videos and DVDs and all that sort of stuff.
Greg, tell us a little bit about how you move the goods around and deliveries as well. You're constantly shifting things from A to B to C.
Yeah, we've almost got a, you know, legitimate logistics business in its own right. You know, we've got a warehouse facility that's currently at about 18,000 square metres, which will move to in total about 36,000 probably over the next 3 years. And we run 13 vehicles out of that facility every day. So we're pretty much in every suburb of Melbourne and Geelong and the surrounding districts every day. And we use route optimisation to make sure that we can get the best use of our fleet and not be having trucks crossing over each other. But it's a task in itself just to be able to run almost a parcel delivery in-home service that includes in-home installation of products as well.
How's telematics helped? Have you been able to plan trips better and cut unnecessary journeys, etc.?
We were often finding the trucks were exceeding their service intervals and there were repairs that should have been getting done that weren't getting done. Obviously not critical repairs, but you know, for a business like ours, you know, we need to make sure that we're right on top of that. And I guess from my point of view, you know, as the general manager of the business, I get, you know, a good view of what our fleet looks like and any vehicles that are getting close to or over their service intervals, so that I can be sure that those vehicles are maintained properly.
Communication's a big issue for businesses. Have you found this technology has helped keep more people in the business informed, especially around vehicle maintenance and issues like that?
And say that every vehicle's been serviced within its service intervals. You know, I know we'll get longevity out of that and our costs will go down. And I don't need to measure it to know that. You know, it'll just happen.
Were there any concerns that the system might create more complication for E&S Trading?
Yeah, look, I guess our biggest concern is how our drivers would react to having GPS tracking in their vehicle. Mm. And we went to great lengths to talk them through why we were doing it. We've been cautious to ensure our drivers and ensure that our managers respect the fact that we're not there to spy on what people are doing and where they are, but it's there to manage a fleet of vehicles and manage our service delivery standards to customers. And we've, you know, we've stayed true to that. You know, we don't monitor what our drivers are doing. I'm happy for our drivers to sit under a tree on a hot day and have a cold Coke or whatever they want to do. It's not about making sure they're working flat out all day to get their job done. They need to get their job done. They need to do it professionally. So we got a really good adoption from our guys. In fact, we've had a couple of key positives. We've had a couple of drivers that have had behaviour complaints made about a particular vehicle at a particular time, and we've actually been able to go back and see that those vehicles weren't even in the area. And obviously, our vehicles have a standout colour; they're a bright orange.
Yep.
As are a number of other fleets, and sometimes we'll get confused with others by the look of it. So helpful for them as well.
Greg, can you see a positive return on your investment in Verizon?
We've got about 36 vehicles in total, about half are trucks and half are Navara utes or cars. So we put it into all of our vehicles for the same purpose, just to make sure that we're maintaining vehicles correctly and that sort of thing. The other benefit, so I guess we're not deliberately trying to look for cost savings. For us, it's about looking at the maintenance of our vehicles and understanding where our vehicles are. We often have a need in the middle of a day to divert a truck from one area to go to one of our suppliers to pick up a product. This allows us to look at a live map and see which truck is closest to that supplier to be able to divert them across. So there's a whole lot of other benefits to us that are difficult to measure, you know, financially. But in terms of efficiency, it certainly makes us, you know, a lot better at what we do.
I guess it's one of those technologies, Greg, that you really, you know, couldn't imagine now running the business without it.
A few weeks ago, we had a theft of a vehicle, and our warehouse guys turned up to the warehouse at about 5:30 in the morning over in Noble Park to find that one of our vehicles had been taken together with a bit of stock, and they were able to get onto the live map and see where the truck was driving, jumped in a ute, took off after the truck and had one of the staff sort of directing them live as to where the truck was heading, and had police on the way as well, and end result was that we came across the truck with two offenders removing stock off the back of the truck into a ute, who subsequently bolted, and we were able to retrieve the truck and all the stock.
Yeah, that's a great story, Greg, and probably does show the real benefits of having this technology at your disposal. What message would you have for other businesses that are considering telematics?
For us, it was an easy process. Obviously, having vehicles on the road all day, every day, we had to schedule installation of the units, but that was done relatively seamlessly when we were doing, you know, two or three vehicles a day over a period of time. But, you know, it's a pretty impressive system, gives you a lot of visibility about your fleet, and I can sleep at night knowing that our vehicles are being maintained in a safe way within their maintenance schedules. I'd highly recommend it, and I wouldn't be without it now.
Greg Lake, the boss of ENS Trading, great to catch up with you. Thank you.